over on kind of a your second contract here, I guess?
You know, it feels good to be back home. You know, I've been here my whole career, and that was what my mindset was coming back to Denver. And to me, that was the only thing, you know, get everything lined up right so that I can land back here with my teammates and my coaches.
Were you considering trying to go somewhere where you would be a starter? I mean, I know here you kind of have had this role where you play the same position as DJ and played a lot, but maybe not started. I mean, did you consider trying to go find a place where...
Well, I mean, everybody wants to be a starter. You know, this year, you know, it's going to be an open competition once we start summer camp. So, you know, I feel like my options are open everywhere that I would have went to.
Wesley, maybe because of your weight, you get this stigma, but the last couple of years, there's been a feeling that, you know, you're a tackling machine early in the year, and then you're worn down by the end. Would you agree by that?
Nah, I mean, you know, that comes with the territory. Me being small, you know, I can't take on blockers. But, you know, I hustle everybody and I go out there and I leave it on the field for my teammates. So, you know, it doesn't affect me. I just go out there and play hard every time I'm on the field.
What do you think when they drafted a linebacker from Kentucky that's kind of similar to you in skill set?
I knew what we were going to be getting. You know, Danny was a great player in college, and, you know, him coming here, getting a chance to, you know, him watching me in college, you know, coming in, stepping in my shoes, it's a great opportunity for the both of us. You know, we're both going to compete, and I know what type of player he is. You know, coming from a school that I went to, I know he's going to give him his all every time he's on the field. So, you know, it's an honor to have a guy like him on our team.
How well have you gotten to know him since he's been here, and have you given him any advice?
You know, I've known him since college. You know, I had a chance to talk to him a lot when he was in college, give him advice and tips and everything. So, you know, he's kind of like my little brother, but, you know, I'm trying to let him, you know, learn the things that he can't do and that he can't do before I go in there and just try to tell him everything that he needs to do. So, you know, he's coming along real well. I think he's had like 2 interceptions throughout these little OTAs, so he's been doing pretty good.
DJ's off-field stuff kind of directly affects you. You know, depends on with the suspension and all that. By any chance, you talk to him about it? What's up there, DJ? What's going to happen?
No, man. You know, we don't talk about that. That's his issues. You know, I just got to be ready whenever I'm called to be on the field.
Is that a weird spot to be in? Because I know you want to start, and then depending on what his suspensions may or may not be. I mean, last year you started a bunch of games because he was hurt at the beginning of the year. So is that something where you're just ready to go, or you spend a lot of time thinking about it?
It's out of my hands. You know, I just got to be the next guy to step up. And, you know, if I get a chance to, you know, compete for that starting spot during summer camp, I'm definitely going to do it.
Wesley, what have you personally learned from Coach Del Rio since he's gotten here? Now that you guys have had some time out on the field together, what have you really honed in on the things he's trying to convey to
you? You know, I think the biggest thing with him is I like the fact that he loves his players to be playmakers. And, you know, we might make a mistake, but, you know, he came up to us and told us, hey, go make a play. You know, I'm not going to take your playmaking abilities away from you. So I think that's the big thing. You know, him being a linebacker, you know, he understands the way we feel and what we see. So, you know, he just always wants to attack things.
We probably don't talk about special teams much during OTAs, but I know you're kind of your thing. When you look back on 2011, how do you guys think you did in coverage units? And what are the goals this offseason to improve?
Be more consistent at the end of the year. You know, we kind of dialed down, and to me, I think we lost a couple games on special teams. And, you know, we can't have that. We want to be a great special team unit week in and week out, and that's something that we have to do to get better this year and be more consistent. You know, take the stuff that we do in practice into the games.
Joe was kind of mentioning that he felt this year the linebacking corps would have a target on its back, you know, be attacked. Do you share that opinion?
I think linebackers always have a target on their back, but especially with Vaughn, you know, being a Pro Bowl coming back, you know, he's definitely going to be a guy that teams are going to try to hone in and, you know, be more, you know, aware of what he's doing. And, you know, Joe coming down the field making, you know, tough hits, you know, they're definitely going to try to get double blockers on him as well.
Anything else, guys?
How much do the bigger guys at defensive tackle, how much is that going to help keep things clear for you guys?
I think it's our defensive scheme this year. You know, one is going to allow our linebackers, you know, to roam free. And, like, you know, Del Rio, like I said, he wants his linebackers to go downfield and make plays, and I think that's something that's going to help us out, you know, with the bigger bodies. And, you know, the Vickersons, they're going to be clogging the holes up. The Jetson Banner, it's good to have him back. So, you know, it's going to be pretty exciting to see.
Mays mentioned that Del Rio likes to kind of get in there and, like, try to show you guys stuff. So just write it on the board. Do you remember kind of what was when you first, like, when you, one of your first practices with him and he's jumping in there?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I mean, it's not like shocking.
No, no. We joke with him all the time. You know, half the time the offense is snapping the ball and he's still on the field. So he just likes to get his face in there, man, and, you know, tell us what we need to do and coach us up, man. And to me, that's exciting, you know, and actually we can respect it because he's played linebacker in the league and he knows what's going on.
Some question about the movement skills, though.
You know, he's pretty agile, a little bit.
Wes, you and Joe both mentioned that Jack has playing experience. Why is that such a big deal?
Why is that what?
Why is it such a big deal that he's a former player?
You know, to me, as if I was a coach coaching linebackers, I feel like linebackers could, you know, understand what I meant more if I went to coach a DB. You know, it's just the whole terminology and understanding as far as, hey, if you see something, it's a certain thing that linebackers see, you know, coming up playing linebacker, and definitely Jack has that point of view and, you know, that experience to know what we're talking about.
What do you think of the possibility there'll be replacement referees in regular season this year if impasse stays between the league and the players until the referees association?
Has nothing to do with me or the team. We just go out there and play, whether we got referees or not. We just play.
All right. Thanks, Wes.
Thanks, Wes.
Hey, Wes.
Are you doing a radio?
He is not agile.
Did I hand?
Oh, okay. I'm to the tennis. As soon as I'm done with
it. All right, Joe. Way to work, sir.
I appreciate it.
He's still on his feet.